Sorry, we left out number 30. Number 30 is an important Gemara. We were discussing the continental shelf that the Gemara raises the issue. Every continent in the world should be in Rishus HaYochid, because even though the dry land goes into the water like a beach, there's no mechitza, but then it goes in a while, then is it going to be a sudden drop? So that sudden drop should be a din mechitza, mechitza tachas hamayim. There's a good mechitza min haTorah. The Rabbanan just needed should protrude at least a tefach above the water. But min haTorah, mechitza is good even tachas hamayim. So Abayi makes a statement in Shabbos. This doesn't come up so often. Comes up, mechitza tachas hamayim does come up sometimes. You have to have a tefach protrude, that does come up. But this one doesn't come up, but it's important for other dinim in Erevin and in Sukkah, other areas. Abai says like this, if you have a bore and the ditch is 10 tvachim deep, and the floor is dalana dalat tvachim, so the ditch has the dimensions of Rishus Sayach. It's 10 tvachim, the walls on the side are straight, so the 10 tvachim tall, and it has dalana dalat tvachim, so Rishus Sayach. So Abai says, what if you fill it up with potatoes? Filled up the whole board to the top with potatoes. So then it's no longer a Rishus HaYoch. But if you filled it up with water, then it still retains a din of Rishus HaYoch. And why is there a difference? So the Magen Mishnah explains, you can't walk on the water. We can't walk on the water. Maybe other people can. We can't walk on water. So where is the floor? So you don't say the top of the water is the floor. If you walk on the water, you're going to go down, fall down to the bottom. So the floor is still the bottom. And the mechitza, even though it has water in the inside of the bar, it's still the walls of the bar are still considered mechitzas, even though it's covered over with water. Masheini can, if you filled it up with potatoes, if you're going to walk on top, you're going to be walking on top of the potatoes. The floor will be the top of the, whenever it's a solid, floor will be the top of the potatoes. Then you may only have two or three tvachim on the top of the potatoes till the top of the bar. So you have, fine, you have dalet al dalet, but you don't have 10 tvachim deep. So that's one of the several Gemaras that indicate that Meikar Adin Deraisa, the Mechitza retains the status of a Mechitza even though it's covered with water. So that's relevant for other Dinim. That's not so important in Hilchos Erev, it's relevant for other Dinim. Let's move on to Perigimel, the Klolim of Mechitza. There are certain rules and regulations that apply to every Mechitza. So we'll go through some of them. First rule is, first Klol number 36 in this list, is a mechitza hameres me'alehom is also good. There's no need for the mechitza to be made bidei odam. The Gemara has a machlokes Abai v'Rava. According to Rashi, this is the lamed of Yalkagam, lechi ha'imid me'alev, where the lechi has a status of, the din of lechi is the opening Mishnah in Erev. And if you have an area that has, you have a mava, your chotzer, whatever, you have an area that has three mechitzas U-shaped, so min haTorah you're allowed to carry, either because it's a makom p'tur min haTorah or because it's a rishus hayochid, one or the other. But min haTorah you're allowed to carry. So the whole need for a tikkun on the Ruach Revi'is is only with the Rabbanan. So they said it's sufficient. If it's a mavui, it's sufficient if you put one lechi or a korah. Lechi means you put a beam that's 10 tefachim tall next to the edge, let's say it's U-shaped. So you put it either next to this wall, next to that wall. So lechi we hold, we had last week the Mishnah Berurah quoted. Lechi has a din mechitza min haTorah. Mishnah Berurah had it sealed, he has diagrams. If you have a right angle, so you only have two mechitzas. So you don't say it's like a U-shaped area, you're just missing the diagonal. You don't say it like that within the triangular shape, it's a rishus hayachid. It's not. That's what the Chazon Ish points out. When the Mishnah Berurah said it's not a rishus hayachid, it didn't only mean that the outside of the triangle is not a rishus hayochid till the rectangular shape, even the triangular shape not. He said because the missing line is not the diagonal. If you have three lines, if you have a U shape, the missing line is over there. You're only missing one bar, so that's good min haTorah. You're allowed to carry min haTorah. But if you have like this, it's really a rectangular shape, so you're missing two walls. That's what the Chazon Ish pointed out. So if you have three mechitzas, min haTorah you're allowed to carry, but the Rabban you're not allowed to carry. So the opening Mishnah says, if it's a mavui, if it's a chotzer, the dinim are slightly different with the Rabban. On the level of the Raisa, it does make a difference, a mavui and chotzer. With the Rabban there's a difference. So with the Rabban there are two ways to be misakad. Either you put a lechi Mechitza, the 10th Vachem tall, either next to this end of the U-shaped area or that end, we put a Korah beam that goes across. So the beam is only mid the Rabbana. On the level of the Raisa, doesn't play a role at all. So mid the Rabbana, what's the nature of the din that you say mid the Rabbana has the status of a Mechitza, even though there's no reason? Or should you say no, mid the Rabbana, it's Mishum Heker. The whole reason why you're not allowed to carry, if you have U-shape, because you may forget and carry outside, but if you have a heker, that'll remind you not to go out. So you certainly need heker. If the kor is above Esra Mama, lo sholta be'ena, so it's no good. Like by Sukkah, like by Ner Chanukah, l'mayla Esra Mama, lo sholta be'ena is no good. But the question is, do you need, is it a heftzad heker? So if it's a korah medes meleha would be, the Gemara says a korah medes meleha is no good. Korah medes meleha is no, has to be made l'shem heker. The Shad is, what about lechi? What about a lechi ha'imen me'elov? So Rashi holds that that's one of the cases where we paskal like Abai against the rabbi. That's machlekes and din. So in that Gemara it's clear that whenever something is a mechitza, a mechitza, even a meres me'elecha is good. The Gemara gives an example. Let's say the car is parked in such a way that the truck's parked in such a way in a circle. B'mikre, they parked in such a way that the walls of the trucks constitute mechitzas, and it's within 3 tefachim to the ground. Usually it's not. Let's say the walls will go within 3 tefachim. The Gemara has cases that people rode on camels, and they have packs that they, suitcases, and they put the suitcases, they put the packs in such a way that they weren't even thinking. It happens that it makes a mechitza around and around. So the area inside has a din of a rishu sayochet. But the Gemara has that you harvested the tvua, and you have a big field, the tvua is all standing tall, and then you harvested the middle part. So the tvua that's standing around the middle part is a mechitza of 10 tefachim tall. If the wind is going to blow, it's going to be ein ha'medes baruch mitzuyah, so it's no good. But let's say the tvua is such that it stands erect, then it's a mechitza ha'medes me'elecha, is acceptable. But that's the first call. Mechitza ha'medes me'elecha is acceptable. We had last week, we were discussing, if you have 3 chasreinus together, that's what the Chazon Ish guessed on his own, and then they printed the Tosfos HaRosh, says Beferish, what he guessed, that if you have 3 chasreinus together, chitza meres me'elecha, why the edge, why shouldn't every continent be in Rishu Sayach because of the continental shelf? So the Chazon Ish figured it out on his own. That's what the Rishonim say. It's a mechitza b'dei shamayim, you didn't put it up. And the area that you're enclosing is Yosem b'deis ha'sayim. It's bigger than 100 amas by 50 amas. Usually assume Yosem b'deis ha'sayim is a din derabbanan. It's not at all a concept on the level of the Raisa. Chazon Ish says not so. The Rishonim say not so. And plus, the boats go over that area where you have the continental shelf. The boats and the people go swimming over there. It doesn't prevent any flow of traffic. Also, rabim and vata mechitzas. So if you have a combination of all 3 together, even though one or the second or the third alone would not pass on a mechitza, combination of all 3 together passes a mechitza. The mechitza meres me'elecha is basically good. If you have a tziruf of other considerations, then it'll be no good. Okay. Then you have a rule, you don't need, let's say, a house is a Rishus HaYochid. Because you have walls all around. You have to have walls every inch of the way. So how are you going to go into the house? You have to climb over the wall. You open the door. So when the door is open, so there's no mechitza. So usually the door has a Tzuras HaPesach. So Tzuras HaPesach, you have the Kohanim, Mikam, Gabbein. That's a Tzuras HaPesach. That's Dinah HaMechitza. But that was a question whether that works when Adar Medir Abonan. The Mishnah Berurah quoted the Prima Gorim who was Mesupik, maybe by Shabbos that only works when they're Rabbanan. By Kalayim, the Gemara says it works when Atar. So the Chazon Ish said the Prima Gorim forgot the Gemara. Gemara Befer said it works when Atar. And the Galatian Achrayim defend the Prima Gorim. Prima Gorim can't make a mistake. He knew Halacha, he knew Haruah so well, so he didn't forget the Gemara. That's what we spoke last week. That's a Mechitza HaMafsekes. To be allowed to plant grapes over here and grain over here. But we're talking a Shabbos in the Mechitza HaMakefes. It's a different function of a Mechitza. So the Prima Gorim raised the possibility that maybe Tzoras HaPesach only works with the Rabbanan. It can only solve problems on the level of the Rabbanan. It can't make a change on the level of the Raisin. So let's say you have an opening and you have a building with walls and you have an opening and it doesn't have a Tzoras HaPesach. So there's no mechitza there. So you can't carry inside the house until you close the door. So the answer is no. If you have ruba kukuloi, the Gemara says, yeah, oimed ruba laparts. How do you measure oimed ruba laparts? Let's say I have a rectangular area. Let's say it's 200 amas this way and 100 amas that way. Rectangular area. So on each side, each one of the bars, you say, if you have oimed ruba laparts from 200 amas across, so let's say you have 190 amas are standing, and you're missing 4 amas over here, 4 amas over here, and 2 amas over there. Okay, so you have oimed meruba laparts, more than 51% is standing. There's an Aruch HaShulchan who writes in one place, he said, I'm going to explain to you ABC, it's elementary. It's 200 amas this way, 100 amas that way, so what's the whole circumference? 200, 200 is 400, 500, 600. So if you have 301 amas from the 600, there's a mukav, the whole area, you have oimed meruba laparts. So he says that it depends, oimed meruba laparts, on the whole circumference of the whole area. So they asked Rav Moshe Feinstein, that's against the Gemara. The Gemara was fair. You should judge on each bar of the rectangle, if it happens to be a rectangular shape. Usually dealing with it, sometimes it'll be a pentagon, hexagon, whatever. But if you have a rectangular shape, so the Gemara said, you have to have, on this bar, you have to have oimed meruba laparts. On this bar, each bar, you judge individually. How does the Aruch HaShulchan say, judge oimed meruba laparts on all the four sides altogether? Rav Moshe, it's against the Gemara. So Rav Moshe suggests in the Igros Moshe, maybe the Aruch HaShulchan means on the level of the Raisa, that's the din. But with the Rabbana, the Aruch HaShulchan has to admit that you judge each bar individually. Pashto says that it's just not correct even on the level of the Raisa, but that's what the Aruch HaShulchan writes. Depends on the whole thing altogether. And the Maamar comes here, number 37. There happens to be a funny machlokes in Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish. The Mishnah Berurah is fantastic on Erevin. When you learn Erevin, you can make out the heads and tails, what's going on there. He uses the Mishnah Berurah, he opens up all the Gemaras a lot. He quotes the Rashba and the Ritva, and the Gaon Yankov all the time. Gaon Yankov is Baruch Chaim Volozhin and his nephew. It's a running commentary on the Hom Sichta. He quotes fantastic. But every so often, the Chazon Ish chaps the Mishnah Berurah. He made a mamish, a glaring error. Okay, so the Chazon Ish opened up Erevin even better than the Mishnah Berurah did. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, a wild din, if you have oimed meruba laparts she'etzlo, oh, we have no choice. Okay. Let's say you have... Let's say you have 200 amas this way, length, and the width is 100 amas. So let's say you have 10 amas are standing and 9 amas are missing, no wall. Then you have again 10 amas standing, 9 amas missing. So because you have oimed meruba laparcha etzlos, and the Mishnah Berurah says that's considered, since ruba kukula, he says you don't have to take into consideration the whole length of the 200 amas. You consider the fact that this is 10 amas standing and 9 amas missing, oimed meruba laparcha etzlo, so it's considered as if all the 19 amas are oimed, and then you go vita. So even if at the end of the bar you add up all the parts, you add up all the spots where you're missing a wall, and it's going to add up to more than 50% of the whole distance. But since it's oimed meruba laparcha etzlo, that parut is considered kesos. So the Chazon Ish says, there ain't no such din. He says he invented it from thin air. There is no such din in the Gemara. So that comes up every so often in halach lemaisa when you're making it up. You got to be careful. I don't think people would ever make such a mistake. If they don't know the Mishnah Berurah, they wouldn't make such a mistake. If they know the Mishnah Berurah, so you should be careful not to follow it. Okay. Then we have a klal, osi avir the hagisa mevatalei, that's a Gemara. What it says in the Gemara is like this. I think we had a tzir like this. Let's say, you have a wall that's, I don't know, let's say 10 amas long. 10 amas long. So you're missing, let's say, 3 amas. We'll figure out how long it is. Okay. Let's say you have so part of the wall is missing, part of the wall is standing. A lot of times, fence fell down, so part of the fence is standing, part of the fence fell down. So let's say you have, in the middle you have a fence that's 3 amas long. And on this side you have missing 4 amas, on this side you're missing 4 amas. So 4 is 8. So 8 amas are missing. In the middle you have, let's say, 3 amas of a wall. Then you have another 3 amas here, another 3 amas here standing. So you have 3, 3, and 3 is 9. And you're missing 8. So 9 as opposed to 8, so that's Rav. So it's Omer Merubala Paritz. You have 3 amas standing, middle 3 amas standing over here, 3 amas at this end. You're missing 4 amas here, 4 amas there. So it should be good. So the Gemara says that it's no good. Why? Because since the middle part that's standing is only 3 amas, and to the right and to the left, the part that's missing is equal to or greater than the part that's standing. This is 4 amas of the gap, 4 amas of the gap. So I say, Osi Avir, the high geese are the high geese, are the Avir, the porets to the right and porets to the left, knocks out the status of mechitz of the 3 in the middle. So it's considered as if not only am I missing the 8, I'm missing the 3 in the middle also. So I'm missing 11. And I'm only left with the 3 in this end and 3 in this end. So you have 6 amas standing and 11 amas missing. Because of this principle, Osi Avir, the high geese are the high geese I'm about to land. So that's a din in the Gemara. Sometimes it comes up. Rav Moshe Feinstein has, I think we spoke about this briefly, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a very strange style of a tshuva here. He has a halacha lemaisa, a tshuva about the Erev and Seagate, I think. There's a din, let's say this bar of the rectangular shape area is 200 amas long, and you have a wall 100 amas standing here. You have a wall over here, 85 amas, and you have 15 amas missing in the middle. So you have 185 amas standing and 15 amas missing. So that should be paritz merubah la'emet. So the Mishnah says in Erevin that that's no good. If you have in one location, pirtza yesa meyesa, if you have exactly 10 amas or less, then it doesn't bother me. But if you have pirtza yesa meyesa, so then you can't say oimet merubah la'paritz. That's a big question. Is that din? Pirtza yesa meyesa. Was that a din in Atar? Was that a din in the Rabban? So that historically, that was a big machlokes. There was a correspondence between the Mishkanes Yankiv, who was from the early Talmidim of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, Volozhiner Yeshiva, and the Beis Ephraim. Beis Ephraim lived in Galitzia, in Brod. And Mishkanes Yankiv lived in Karlin, in Stolen. That's Litter. So the Mishkanes Yankiv was very machmer. And the Beis Ephraim was supporting the fact that they had a Reuven all over Galitzia. Every village, every city had an Erev. So they had a back and forth. They had a few correspondence back and forth. So because of Akasha, Araya, so one of the issues that they debated was whether this din of Pirtza Yesa Meyesa is the Raisa de Rabbana. So what is the accepted opinion? So the Chazon Ish writes, the accepted opinion by the Moir HaRoa was that Pirtza Yesa Meyesa is only by the Rabbana. Mishkan Yankiv says it must be Halachal Moshe Misinai. Mar never says it's Halachal Moshe Misinai. So the Beis Ephraim assumes that it's only a din mid rabbanim. And Atara, since it's a merubah laparitz, so it's good the way it is. So the Chazon Ish says that was the accepted Moir HaRoa, they accepted that part of the position of the Beis Ephraim. So therefore, the Chazon Ish says if you have a big city in the blocks, in the buildings, in the big city, they don't leave empty spaces. If you live in Radin, so you have a house over here, then you have a house down the block over here, then you have a house down the block, and the big empty spaces in between. So the front, let's say this is the street. So the front of the building serves as a mechitza for the street. The people who constructed the building, the builders, didn't have in mind that there should be a mechitza for the street. They intended there should be a mechitza to keep the people inside the building warm and to keep the rain out. They didn't have that in mind. But that's the Allah, mechitza meres me'Allah is good. Doesn't matter what the people had in mind. So the ma'aseh, when you have a street, so the fronts of the buildings serve as a mechitza for the street. But in Europe, where they had little villages, so they have a big gap. You have a house over here, then you have a house over here. So the big gaps in between. So you're not going to have Aymed Merubala parts. But in the big city, the Chazon Ish says, he writes about Paris and the big cities, so every inch of the way is filled up with buildings. So you have one building next to the other building, next to the other building, all the different buildings, like over here. You go down the block, straight you have buildings from the one corner to the other corner. So the street is lined on both sides of this building. So you have two mechitzas. So there's one opinion in the Gemara that two mechitzas takes off the din of Rishus Rabban Daraisa. We don't pasken like that. We pasken you got to have three mechitzas. So the Chazon Ish says, yeah, oh, usually you do have three mechitzas. If you walk far enough, you've got to bump into a dead end. Here you go far enough till Broadway. So Broadway is going to have the buildings going straight north-south. And here the buildings go east-west. So you have three mechitzas on all the streets there, 186th, 185th, 184th. Every street has two mechitzas lining the street. Then you skip to the next, then there's, what is next block? Orban. I think Orban is the next block. So then you go till St. Nick. So you have again, the buildings are lining the street on both sides. So the distance between this corner and that corner is much greater than the gap in where you cross the Autobahn. So you have Omer Merub al Apurd going down the two sides of the street. Then you have the third Mechitza on that faces you when you go to Broadway, because all the buildings are straight north-south like this. It's not a dead end in a sense when you drive, when you walk, when you drive. You can go to the right, you can go to the left. But it's a dead end in a sense. You have a third Mechitza. So he says, Menat Torah, this is really Rishus HaYochid. 184th Street, 185th Street, 186th Street, everything is Rishus HaYochid. Then he proceeds to explain that you fill in all the missing lines with imaginary lines like over here. You continue to draw down here, the front of the building is the Mechitza. Then the next block from Autobahn to St. Nick, the outside front of the building is the Mechitza. Then you're missing the Mechitza across the street, so you draw an imaginary line, and that imaginary line makes Autobahn into Rishus HaYochid, because Autobahn has buildings that go north-south, and that imaginary line counts as the third Mechitza for Autobahn. There's room to ding up with that. There's mamish nothing there. Maybe these imaginary lines are good to make 186th Street into Rishus HaYochid, because you have the three Mechitza, you're just missing a little bit, the miut that's Paritz is missing. So you draw the imaginary line, but the imaginary lines make even Autobahn into Rishus HaYochid. That's what the Chazon Ish thinks. So the Chazon Ish thinks that where all the big cities are constructed, everything is a Rishus HaYochid. Ben HaTorah, so the whole prohibition of Hoitzoah to begin with is only Midirabbanan. So therefore you don't have to be concerned about Aser Rabim and Vata Mechitza. That's what we said when we first started. The Tosfos writes in Erev and Daf Chodesh Amar Aleph, that doesn't really say it in the Gemara. Tosfos added it on to the Gemara. Then whatever the whole issue of Hoitzoah is only the Rabbanan, then you don't have to be concerned about Aser Rabim and Vata Mechitza. Every time you make an Erev, you can't block the traffic. The city has full of non-Jews and non-observant Jews. They're not going to let you put an Erev that's going to block the traffic. So it doesn't prevent the flow of traffic at all. So it does not cancel the whole status of a Mechitza, the whole idea of a Mechitza. It's makif the area. It prevents the flow of traffic. So Tosfos says if the whole need for the whole Issur Hoitzoah is only the Rabbanan, just coming to solve an issue of the Rabbanan, you don't have to worry about Aser Rabim Vata Mechitza. So Rav is the Chazon Ish is cooler. They're all the big cities, the way they're constructed, have the status of Rishus HaYochid Ben HaTorah. So the question is, what do you mean? But when you jump, when you go from the front of the buildings across the street, what is that? First hall. When you go from the front of first hall to the front of the apartment buildings going from Autobahn to St. Nick, so there's more than Eseramis over there. There's way more than Eseramis crossing the street. So whenever you have a Pirtzi Yesem Yeser, so it doesn't help, Omer Mubar Paras doesn't help. So the Chazon Ish says, that was a machlokes between the Mishkanes Yankif and the Beis Ephraim, and it was accepted by the Moreh HaRoah, the opinion of the Beis Ephraim, that the whole din of Pirtzi Yesem Yeser is not Allah Moshim Sin, it's only the Rabban. Ramosh also assumes like that Pirtzi Yesem Yeser is only the Rabban. Ramosh is Jewish but very poorly written, so he never says it explicitly, but he's assuming throughout the tshuva that you understand on your own. A lot of times our Moshe makes an assumption, he never spells it out. We should have had someone else write the tshuvas. So he's also assuming it over Pasha, that Pirtzi Esmeas is only the Rabban. So now, the Rabbanim who want to be Machmer, they don't want to allow an Erev anywhere, so they say, they write with chutzpah, I think, they write, Chazon Ish made a mistake, that he thought the Pirtzi Esmeas is only the Rabban, and it's not true, because there's a Rabbeinu Hananel or whatever, there's a Tosfos HaRosh who said that it's a Din D'oraisa. How do you say in the Chazon Ish that he made a mistake? The man opened up Erevin until Chazon Ish. We really didn't understand what was going on in Erevin. that's what made him famous. He got himself on the map because of his Seif on Erevin. Even with the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah opened up a lot, but still there's so much that's missing. You can't say on the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish just saying the Psak HaMekubal in Europe by the Moira Hara was like the Beis Ephraim, the Pirtz Yesmin Yasev is only the Rabbanon. True, they discover now a Tosfei HaRosh, but the Tosfei HaRosh holds that as their Isa, but it's a Beferish HaMachloikas and Rishainim. So in Achenami, there was a Machloikas Achrainim, and there's a Machloikas and Rishainim, and the Psak HaMekubal was the Pirtz Yesem Yasev is only the Rabbanon. How can you say that the Chazon Ish made a mistake? I think it's a big chutzpah. In Erevin, Chazon Ish made a mistake in Erevin. That was his field. Anyway, so Rav Moshe has the following shot about the Seagate Erev. Let's say you have an Erev. This is 200 amas long. And everything is standing. But in the middle you have, let's say, you're missing six amas here. You're missing six amas here. Six and six is 12. And in the middle you have five amas standing. But the rest is all standing. So it's Oymei Beruv Al HaParetz. Six and six in five is how much? 12, 17. So 17 in the middle. Up until the 17, you have a solid wall here, solid wall here. Then you have missing six amas and six amas. Then in the middle, you have a wall five. So the shayla is if you say, Asyavir, the high gisa, Mavatalei, the Peretz is six to the right and six to the left, and the Oymed in the middle is smaller than each one of the Peretz. So would you say, Asyavir, the high gisa, Mavatalei, that you consider now as if everything is Peretz, to make it appear to yes and yes, sir? He says, maybe only say, Asyavir, the high gisa, Mavatalei, if after you'll be Mavatal, the Oymed, it'll be Peretz, Merubal, Oymed. That's no good benatar. Paritz Merub Alayman is no good benatar. But if you just have after saying Asi Avir, the Hagisa Mavatle, the end of the day, they'll just have a Pirtzi Yesem Yeser, which is only the Rabbanon to begin with. So maybe that's Rav Moshe never spells it out, but that's obviously what he thinks. The whole Chisarn of Pirtzi Yesem Yeser is made the same mistake that the Chazon Ish made. They have the chutzpah to say the Chazon Ish made a mistake. They would never say Rav Moshe made a mistake. Rav Moshe Chuvas on Erevin are not as strong as his other Chuvas. And Erevin has a lot of things that the Chazon Ish says, Mamash often a Gemara is fakir. So Rav Moshe, they would never say like that, they made a mistake. The Chazon Ish, they have the liberty to say. So Rav Moshe writes, he's going to chazer the Mesich that he doesn't have any proof to distinguish. He raises the possibility, maybe Asabir the Hagisa Mevatalei only applies when after being mevatel the oimid in the middle, you'll be left with paritz merub al oimid. But if you'll only be left with a pirtz yes and the yeser, but it's still oimid merub al paritz, and maybe then there's no problem. He doesn't have a raya. He says maybe there's a difference. So he says let's chazan the mesichta and see if there are any contradictions to this. What do you mean see if you have any raya to say that? He says let's chazan to see if there are any contradictions. So he chazes the whole mesichta with Rashi from the beginning to the end. That's not a problem. Then he's going to chazer again with Tosfos. Tosfos on base, says it's not bad. He didn't have to go so far. First he chazer the homosichta with Rashi. It's a funny tshuva. He goes to homosichta with Rashi, no steers. Then on base. So somehow he wiggles out of it, and he says it doesn't contradict. So he's makel. He says, you don't have to worry about Asi Avir, the Hagisa, Mavatal, if the worst it's going to be a Pirtzi Yasem Yas. On that Tosfos, on base, the Sfasemis writes and the Chazon Ish writes. So in this Tosfos you see that Asi Avir the Hagisa Mevatalei poses a problem not only when after saying it's Mevatalei you're left with a Poritz Merub Al Oimed, even if you just be left with a Pirtz Yesem Yeser, also poses a problem. So sometimes this comes up, came up in the Seagate Erev when Moshe was Mekel. And the Sfasemis has a running commentary on Erev, very strong. And the Chazon Ish, they both point out that Tosfos al pi Pashas, Tosfos does not agree. There is a principle in the Gemara, Pitikur Yared V'Soisem. Pitikur Yared V'Soisem means like this. Let's say I have, we have a bus shelter. Halacha l'maaseh, you have where the bus stop is. So they have plastic walls, I think. Two walls, L-shaped, and then they have a roof on top in case it's raining or snowing. And then they have a seat over here, you can sit down. So you only have two mechitzas. So it's not a rishus hayachid. So the din is, since there's a roof on top, so I say pitikiyar desaisen, and it's considered as if it's a mechitza on the third one and on the fourth one. If you only have one wall, like this, and then you have a roof on top, you don't say three times pitikiyar desaisen. If you have two walls that are parallel to each other, you don't say pitikiyar desaisen on the two walls that are parallel to each other. That's a gemara in sukkah. But if that's how Tosfos reads it. Rashi is very mekel over here. We don't accept Rashi's opinion. There are more in Shulchan Aruch Paskins like Tosfos. But if you have two walls like this, L-shaped, then you have the tikra on top, so you say pitikya avisayis. What kind of a din is pitikya avisayis? So Tosfos says it's a din of a Pesach. Just like if you have oimed bru bala parutz, so I consider the parutz like a Pesach. It's normal that every building has mechitzas around that. You have to have a Pesach to walk through. You want everybody to jump over in a helicopter, to climb up on a ladder, to jump over. You have a door, you open up the door. So you go through a Pesach. So Tosfos says, B'tikiyar v'saisen is considered a form of a Pesach. So Tosfos says, but it has to be a tikra. A tikra means a roof on top of a mokum. So mokum is defined as dalar al dalar tvachim, is a mokum. Dalar al dalar namas is necessary for a base dira, dira's keva. To be chayv and mezuzah, the Gemara beginning of Sukkah has a list of all the dinim deraisa, all the dinim derabbanan that depended on dalar adalar amis. And here we're talking dalar adalar tochem is the sheer mokum. So Tosfos says, in order to be considered a tikra, has to be a tikra on top of a mokum. So the tikra has to be dalar adalar, and then you say pitikiyar v'saisa. That's the way it says in Shulchan Aruch. So let's say a guy, someone has there's no eruv in the city, so he can't carry the keys. So he wants to hide the keys in front of his house, and he has such a, like the bus station over here, he has two walls L-shaped, and he has a tikra. So below that tikra, that's considered a rishus hayachid. So if he's going to, and his door to his house is right adjacent over here, so if he wants to hide the keys somewhere over here, and this pitikra yerev esosim, he can carry from this into the rishus hayachid, into his house. That's what it says in the Ramah. The Mishnah Berurah is always out to introduce Chumras on top of Chumras, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes, but the Rif and the Rambam hold that you only apply Pitikya Rishosim for the Tikkun on the Ruch Vias. If you have three walls, U-shaped, and the whole need for the Tikkun on the Ruch Vias is only with the Rabbanan, that the opening Mishnah and Erevin, it's only with the Rabbanan, so there you can rely on Pitikya Rishosim. But if you only have two walls, you can't. Hi, but the Ramah says, Halacha Amaisa, not so. So the Mishnah Berurah writes in the Bir Halacha, Yesh Lahachmer. He says, maybe there are moments that the maximum there's room to be mekel is if you have two walls like this. You're not going to say like Rashi, if you have one wall and you have a tikra, you say tikra three times. So he said, that's out of the question. There are more saying, not saying that. And most said, the maximum you can be mekel is if you have two walls, but he really didn't mean to be mekel. He says he's mekel. There are more saying, you can hide the key over here and carry the key into the house if the house is adjacent. The Mishnah Berurah is pushing to be machma like the Rambam and the Rebbe. You should only use pitikra for the fourth one. All right. So there's a din of pitikra over Tosfos. So Tosfos is bothered with it. So that's Tosfos Shita. Tosfos Shita is that pitikra is midin Pesach, and it's only called a tikra if it's a tikra, a roof, al gabi mokim. And a mokim is defined as dalal adal tvachim. So the tikra has to have dalal adal tvachim to be called a tikra. And Rashi doesn't seem to hold like that. Rashi holds that pitikra yored v'soisem can even apply if the tikra on top is less than dalal adal. Doesn't have to be a tikra al gabi mokum. So what is it based on? So Rashi seems to hold that it's based on good aches mechitzta. Now, good aches mechitzta. What does it mean, usually good aches mechitzta? So let's say I have a... Let's say I have a mechitza that's 8 tvachim tall and it's suspended 2 tvachim above the ground. So I say gorachas mechitza, good means to pull, extend. I visualize good ayoga, means meshoch, el emshoch, or timshoch. So good achas means I visualize the mechitza as if I'm stretching it. Good asik means to go up, and good achas means to go down. So once you have mechitzas on the ground, I say good asik mechitz to mechitz go up at l'rakia. So even the avir above the height of all the walls is also called avir rishus hayachid. And if the mechitz is suspended, we'll have to discuss that in a minute, in a few minutes soon. Mechitz is suspended, so also you say good achis mechitz to visualize as if you stretch the mechitz down. So that's usually have a mechitza that's 10 tefachim tall on the ground. So I say, good asking mechitza goes up at l'arakia. Yeah, what if you're going to have one tefach? The whole mechitza is only like this. It's only 3 tefachim tall. So I'll hold it 7 tefachim above the ground, and I'll say, good achis mechitza. So that's not acceptable. The Gemara says, why not? Because that's a mechitza shagdoyim bokimbo. Since the animals can go easily under the mechitza, so that's not mechalik rishus. Mechitza shahagadoyim bokimbo agadi. The mice can go even if it's within 3 tvachim. The mice or the rats can go under. But the halacha l'moshe m'sinai was formulated that it depends on gadoyim bokimbo. And gadoyim bokimbo, the Gemara's lashon is bevas rosh. It means they can easily go through. Sometimes a gedi will have to scratch, will crouch down on the ground, and will also be able to go through. With Ton Gedoyim Bokembo, the Vasrosh easily go through. So the Tanoim had a machlokes, what's the halacha l'moshe m'sinai? That's what we call lovud. Is it 2 tvachim or 3 tvachim? We pass on lovud as 3 tvachim. So some ask Akasha, the Rambam has a famous line in the Hagdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayos, there never was a machlokes on a halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Whatever they had a tradition on, there's no room for machlokes. So they ask on the Rambam, but the Tzruris and Baba Kama is the machlokes HaTanaim. The Gemara says that's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So they say, no, the Rambam wrote that it's not halacha. Rambam gives you a whole list. He claims he's giving you a full list of all halachas l'moshe m'sinai. And he doesn't include Tzruris. On the bottom of the page, in the end of Brachas, we have the Hakdamas HaRambam to the Pirush HaMishnayos. So they have comments on the bottom of the page. So they quote the Chavis Yor, asked on the Rambam, he says he's giving you a full list of all the halachas l'moshe m'sinai. He left that two-thirds of the Gemara, that halachas l'moshe m'sinai. He left that Tzruris, he left that a lot more. So the Netziv has in his Hagdamate, his commentary on the Shiltas, he writes, if you look carefully, all the cases that the Rambam left out, he never says in the Gemara that it's halachas l'moshe m'sinai. The Gemara has an expression, Hilchasa Gemiri Law, or Gemara Gemiri Law. And the Rambam doesn't write. When he writes the Hilchasa Gemiri Law, the Rambam writes, Mipi Hashmu Alamdu. What it means is that in the earlier generations, they established the din, and at the time the Gemara was written, they forgot how it was derived from the Psukim. But it wasn't Halachal Moshe M'sinai. When it's Halachal Moshe M'sinai, the Rambam will write Halachal Moshe M'sinai. So the Rambam is consistent. What he writes in the Pirush, in the Hagdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayos, says, yes, I'm going to give you a list of all halachas l'moshe m'sinai. Those are the ones that in the Mishnah Torah he calls halachas l'moshe m'sinai. And all the others, the Rashi and Tosfos and the Rosh, like Tzuris and some on the other dinim, that the Gemara says, Hilchos HaGemira Law, the Rambam will be careful in the Mishnah Torah. He won't call it halachas l'moshe m'sinai. He'll say, Mipi Hashmu Alamdu. It was established. The Gemara says, Lavud is halacha l'moshe m'sinai. And the Rambam writes, it's not shach to have a machlokes on halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Whatever the tradition was, that's a tradition. There's no room for machlokes. Machlokes only if a new shaila comes up. Whatever they had a tradition, it's not shach. So how come they ask, how come there's a machlokes on Lavud, where there's 2 tvachim or 3 tvachim? We pass on 3 tvachim. 3 tvachim less than 3 tvachim is Lavud. If 3 tvachim is already not Lavud. How can there be a machlokes? But it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So the pashtus is, first of all, what is that? It's a din that you can't have a machlokes on halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Sometimes they forgot what the halacha l'moshe m'sinai was. The Rambam says it doesn't make sense. They forgot everything. On every page in the Gemara, there's a machlokes. So the Rambam is arguing with the Goyim. Goyim were of the opinion that every single din in the Gemara was a tradition from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. So he says every machlokes in the Gemara is based on the fact that they forgot everything. So that doesn't make sense. Once in a while, they did forget. It's not a din. You can never have a machlokes. But more than that, the Gemara seems to say the nusach of the halacha l'moshe m'sinai was lovud. If a gedi mizdaka v'bas roish, if a goat can jump easily from one side of the fence to the other under the fence, then the tanoim had a machlokes. How does that measure out l'maisa in inches and feet? How much is it? So one tana said 2 tvachim, one tana said 3 tvachim. But that wasn't the nusach of the halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Love was, Gemara said, love it is halacha l'moshe m'sinai. There never was halacha l'moshe m'sinai 3 tvachim. The halacha l'moshe m'sinai was, if it's gedi mizdaka b'bas roish, if a goat can easily jump one side to the other. You have sometimes in the Gemara, in Menachos, you have Tosfos, every 20 blot keeps on repeating the same thing, that there's halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that the Gemara changed the lashon. because of a din derabbanan, they changed it. The original halacha Moshe Mitzrayim was kol shebechatas meisa ba'osham karevayla. And then over the years, they changed it with the rabbanan, and they say, this is the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. So every so often, they change the nusach of the halacha. So here also, the Gemara says, lavud is three tochim. The pashtus in the Gemara, that was not the halacha. The halacha was lavud, if it's so close, shahagdi, mizdaker, the basrosh, agdi, can or cannot jump through easily, then you say, lavud is kesosim. And then the Tanaim had a machlekes, how do you measure that? How many tochim is it? So they had a machlekes, how do you apply it? But the abstract lashon of the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim was that it's that not that it's three tefachim. There's din mizdaka v'basrosh. Getting back again, so Rashi holds that this din of pitikur yerivisos and Tosafot hold that it's a din. If you again, the Rama says if you have two walls like this L shape, you have two parallel walls. You don't say pitikur on the two parallel walls that are missing. You have two walls like this, and then you have a roof on top. Then you say pitikur yerivisos on the third and the fourth walls. So Rashi's shita is that pitikur yerivisosim is not midin pesach, it's midin good asik mechitzta. What do you mean? If you have a roof over here, so there's a thickness over here. So that little thing, this happens to be, this is thicker than most other swarm. Most other swarm are thinner. So this is a little bit of a mechitzta. So Rashi says, you say good achis mechitzta. The little bit of a mechitzta you have goes all the way down. Usually you don't say good achis mechitzta unless it's within three tefachim to the ground, because it's hagdayim bokim bo. And here, because you have two walls like this, so then we do allow good achis mechitzta. Good achis mechitzta, even though it's more than three tefachim from the ground. So Tosis is bothered with Akasha. Why did the Gemara say in the opening Mishnah in Erevin, if you have a U-shaped area, you only have three mechitzas, so manatari, you're allowed to carry me the rabbon, and you're not allowed to. So you need a tikkun on the Ruach HaVi'ah. So if you put a korah, means a beam that goes across. The korah is a tefach wide. Put a korah from on top of this roof to on top of this roof, and it's a tefach wide. So mid the rabbanon, you consider it like a mechitza. So says should be good mana Torah. A korah, I should say, pitika yerivisosim. Why is it only good mid the rabbanon? On the level of the rice, it sounds like it's nothing with nothing. Gonish min gonish, why? You should say pitika. So Tosafot Lishitosim says, because it's not called the Tikra, unless it's Agabi Mokam, it has to be Dalar Adal Tvachim. But Rashi holds that you don't need Dalar Adal Tvachim. Rashi holds it's not Midin Pesach. Tosafot holds the Tikra, Midin Pesach. Rashi holds not Midin Pesach, it's Midin Good Achis Mechitzta. So why can't you say on every Korah, Good Achis Mechitzta, it should serve as a Mechitzta Min HaTorah? So Tosafot suggests, according to Rashi, some are machmer like this Tosafot. So Tosafot suggests maybe you only say pitikur yerivisosim if at least you have a tefach. If you have less than a tefach, maybe then you can't say good achis mechitzta. Take for example, we have sometimes the tefach is considered the beginning of a mechitza. The Gemara says you're not allowed to stretch a roof. The Gemara says one of the Amoraim had animals, so in the daytime they needed shade because the sun is going to burn them to death. It's going to be too hot. In the nighttime, they needed protection because it was too cold. So they needed, in the daytime, they needed the roof taken off. They needed the roof. In the daytime, they needed the roof. In the daytime, they needed the roof to protect the animals from the sun, I think. In the nighttime, they wanted fresh air. So they wanted the roof off. So the Gemara said, but you're not allowed to put a roof on Shabbos because it's ohel. You're making an oil aroi. You're not allowed to make an oil aroi. So the Gemara says, if the oil is stretched out of tefach, so then you're allowed it. That's called tosefes oil aroi. You're allowed to. That's what usually assumed if you have a baby carriage. So if the roof of the baby carriage is spread out of tefach, then you can spread it further. If it's not spread out of tefach, then it's called enosim oil aroi b'tchila b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to make it. Michorosh. Chazanish was mekel on the whole thing. Chazanish says, that's the way they manufacture baby carriages today. It's a multi-billion dollar business. Everybody knows that's a baby carriage. So based on the Gemara, he said, today you don't even need that. It should be stretched out a tefach. Umbrellas, he says, Mikar Adin, you don't need the umbrella. It should be open before Shabbos to be able to open it. More, Mikar Adin, umbrellas manufactured like that, so the chumra doesn't apply. So someone asked Rav Moshe about the Chazanish. Yes, in the Chulis. He asked him whether the Chazanish is makel to pull the baby carriage open, even if it's not stretched out of tefach. So Moshe says he's not even going to discuss the Chazon Ish. Everybody knows that he's wrong, so we're not going to discuss. Why is he wrong? It's an alternate Gemara. I don't know. I don't know why he's wrong. And Moshe had his likes and his dislikes. So he said, not even going to discuss this Chazon Ish because nobody follows it and everybody knows that it's wrong. But so the Tosfos comes to defend Rashi. The Gemara is beferish that if you have a Korah on the level of the Raisa, it doesn't accomplish anything. So yes, why not? According to Rashi, why don't you say Pitika Yerbisois? And according to us, they say you need Dalar al Dalar. It has to be a Tikka Gabi Mokam. According to Rashi, it's based on Gur Achis Mechitzna. So they say maybe Rashi holds. You only begin to say Gur Achis Mechitzna if it's a Tefach. If it's a Tefach stretched out, then you can. Then you visualize as if it extends, just like there's a similar dinner. If the roof is stretched out in Tefach, so then you can extend it further. That's a, when you get to a Dinder Rabbanon. So maybe here on the level of the Reis, it has to be a Tefach. So there's some Rabbanim who is not quoted in Shulchan Aruch, because we don't pass on like the Rashi, not quoted. Some Talmid HaChachamim Amachma for that, that you would only say Pitik Yer V'Soysim if the Tikra is a Tefach thick. I think the plastic bus shelter that they have, the roof is not a tefach thick. So according, if you want to be machmer for this, Rashi doesn't say one way or the other. Tosfos suggested within Rashi. So if you want to be machmer for that, Divrei Rashi is not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. So then under the bus shelter would not be a rishus seyachet, because he only applied this din of pitik yervisaisim. If you have at least a tefach thick. There was a discussion about when you have the elevated, let's say you have a subway when it goes above, it's called the elevated. What do you call it? The elevated, no? So it has a floor. So maybe you should say pitika yervisoysen. If you have the train, elevated train goes in a circle, so maybe you have a right to say Pitikra V'Soysim. So that we know, Tosfos said, you can't say Pitikra unless you have two walls that are adjacent to each other, L-shaped. If they're parallel to each other, you can't say Pitikra on the two missing sides. It's Mufulish. That's the Lashon Gemara. So if it's Mufulish, you can't say. But let's say you have in Flatbush. Let's say you made an Erev in Flatbush. The Erev goes U-shaped. Then you made a Tikkun on the Ruach Revius. Then the Ruach Revius happens to be in McDonald Avenue, whatever. And there's an elevator over there. So do you have the right to say Pitika Yerbisoysim for the Ruach Revius? Even the Mishnah Berurah is Mekel on the Ruach Revius. If you have three walls like this, even in Bir Halacha is Mekel, like the Rambam and the Rif, that you say Pitika Yerbisoysim on the Ruach Revius. He doesn't want to use it more than that. He recommends not to use it more than that. But on the Ruach Revius should be good. So Moshe has a tshuva. He quotes a Gemara in Sukkah, which he interprets. He has his own interpretation. The Gemara in Sukkah discusses the following situation. I remember many years ago, the first time I visited Eretz Yisrael, so we stayed in Tzfat. I don't know if such buildings exist anymore. We were staying, so they had buildings built around, apartments built around in a circle, and there was no bathroom in the apartment where we were staying. This was almost 50 years ago. There was no bathroom where we were. So there was a bathroom in a different building that we had access to. But in front of every building was like an awning, not a cloth awning, a structure of an awning. And then in the middle was an open hole. All the buildings were in a circle. And then there was a roof in a circle in front of all the buildings. Then there was a circle, empty space in the middle. So the Gemara has a Mishnah and Sukkah like that. So the Gemara says, what if you put schach? You have... For Sukkah, you have to have a Zayin al Zayin Tvachim. So the open part in the middle, let's say, has more than Zayin al Zayin Tvachim. And you put kosher schach over there. But the roof that goes in front of all the buildings in a circle is not kosher schach. Let's say that's metal. So that's schach pasul if it's metal. So they come up. But the front of the buildings are all in a circular shape. The front of the building serves as the fanus around and around. The Sukkah can be in a circular shape also. So the front of the buildings can serve as the defanis for the sukkah. But the schach is not touching the walls, it's meruchak. So the Mishnah says in sukkah, you should even learn sukkah last year, that if it's less than dalaram is distance, and you say, doifin akuma. So it's considered as if the schach in the middle is connected with the tfanis on the side. So fine. But what if it's more than Dalet Amos? Then you can't say Doifen Akuma. So then you have schach over there, but the tfanis are not mitzvah to the schach, so it's no good. So the Gemara asks a question, but why don't you say Pitikra Yerubisosim? Yeah, but Tikra round and around. All the buildings are in a circle. Then in front of every building you have a Tikra that goes five Amos, more than Dalet Amos. You can't say Doifen Akuma. Why don't you say Pitikra Yerubisosim? And this imaginary Yerud HaSosim will be the Tfanis for this Sukkah. And you have in the middle, more than Zayin al Zayin of Schach Kosher. So it should be a Kosher of a Sukkah. So the Gemara says it's not good. Gemara says, why? Because the roof was made to serve as a roof for under it. It wasn't made to serve as a roof for the inside part, where there's a hole there. So Rabbi Moshe Feinstein understood from that Gemara that you only say Pitika Yerubisosim if it was made to serve as a roof. So he says here where they have the elevated that goes, he didn't write about the elevated on McDonald. That was later. The Erev in Flatbush was later in Rabbi Moshe's life. He's talking about the elevated in parts of Manhattan, where there's an elevated. Or in Riverdale they have an elevated. So he says the elevator, the floor of the elevator was made to hold up the trains. It wasn't made to serve as a roof. It happens if it's raining or snowing outside, you want to protect yourself from the rain, so you can run under the tracks and you'll be protected. But that's not why they put it up. They put up the elevator to serve as a floor. So he says, since it wasn't made to serve as a roof, that's why it's not acceptable, based on that Gemara. One can, however, read the Gemara differently. Poshup Shat Gemara is that Pashtus is not like Rav Moshe. Pashtus is not like Rav Moshe. Because the Gemara talks about a situation like this. Here, when you go to Columbia Presbyterian, so they have different buildings, and then they have sometimes they have patients. They have to take a patient from one building to the other. So they're not going to take the patient all the way downstairs and roll them in the street and take them up. So they have a bridge that goes from one building to the other, across the street, and they take the patients in the corridor over there. So the Gemara talks about such a thing. You have a gesher, you have buildings on both sides of the street, then you have a gesher that goes over. The gesher was made to serve as a floor for the people that are going to walk on the bridge, but it wasn't made, like Rav Moshe said, it wasn't made to serve as a roof for the ground below. And nonetheless, the Gemara says, Pitikra Yerubisosim. The Gemara does apply Pitikra. So the Pashtas, you all ask on Rav Moshe, the Pashtas and the Gemara is against Rav Moshe, that you say Pitikra, even if the people who constructed this Tikra didn't have in mind that it should function as a Tikra. The Pashup Shat and the Gemara is a different thing. The roof, you have the buildings in a circle, then the roof protrudes in front of all the buildings more than Dalet Amos. They can't say Doifen Akuma. So the Gemara asks, why not say that the edge of the roof should be Pitikra Yerubisosim? The Gemara says, no. It's only a Tikra for the area below it. It doesn't serve as a Tikra for the area in the middle. So you only say Yerubisosim. It's only Mechitza from the perspective of someone who's standing below the Tikra. It's not from the perspective of the person sitting in the Sukkah with the Schach is on top. There is no Tikra here. It's only a Tikra for the people under it. But if you're under the elevator, then it should be a Pitikra. So let's say, I think in Flatbush, when they made the Erev in Flatbush, I wasn't involved when they made it, but when Rabbi Amman moved there, so he had to take a stand on the Erev. So the whole thing was so poorly constructed, it was scandalous. Because the Hungarian rabbis who made the Erev said, for the young Israel Jews, that's good enough. They're not religious anyway. So for them, it's good enough. They made an Erev. No normal person would ever make such a miserable Erev. So you have mechitzas around three sides, but then you need a tikkun on the roch revius. So you can't use the elevated, the near side of the close side of the elevated, the edge that the Erev goes till there, because the elevator was made to serve as a roof. The elevated is only a tikra for the area below it. It's not a tikra for the area adjacent to it. But if you use the far end of the elevated, then it is a tikra for the area below it. It serves, it functions as a tikra. So if you use the far end, the Pashta says that it would be good. Ramosha says it's not acceptable because it wasn't made l'shem tikra. But the Pashta says, yes, Ramosha, it seems to be against the Gemara. Pashta says you should say pi tikra even if you didn't do it l'shem tikra. That's a difficult. Ramosha has a lot of chubas and hilchas ervin that are not so smooth. We better daven mincha. Okay, so we left off in the middle of Perek Shlishi. We shall continue, I guess, after Sukkot. Okay.